Historic and Historical Ask the Builder Show. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Well, I don't know if you can tell, but I am supercharged today. I'll tell you why. We are flying first class here today this morning on the Ask the Builder Show. We have got Annetta here, and we have Steve Mann, baby. I mean, we're flying first class. There's not another radio station. They might as well just turn off their transmitters.
the best of the best.
That's right. The best of the best on Cincinnati right now. All you other stations, just turn off your transmitters. Let them rest. We're here, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Annetta, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you.
And how was your week?
Oh, it's great. Everything's doing good. We're recuperating from our vacation. Took the kids to St. Louis to see the arch and some other things. It's kind of a family vacation, an early family vacation. So
I'll tell you, that, you know, when you're did you drive into St.
Yeah,
Louis?
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, isn't that great?
When you're about 10 miles
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you can see it.
I'm like, whoa.
I know. My husband and I had gone in September, so we realized then that it was a great family vacation spot.
Oh, yes.
And so the kids are, you know, are we there yet? You know,
like,
and
when we
finally get there, they're like, oh, my God. Guys, I'm like, guys, look, that's it.
I know, the arch.
Oh,
man.
It was nice. It was great.
There are some architectural things to mm-hmm. me that just, they just are so fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is one. I mean, yeah. That architect, whoever came up with that idea.
Man, that was a genius.
Oh.
I mean, it's great.
And when you stand at the bottom of that thing.
Yeah, I know. You can never be on it and take a shot of the whole thing.
No,
you have to take it in segments.
Yeah,
you know, you can't.
You have to have a special fisheye lens.
Man,
to get that
I'm telling
thing.
You, it's awesome. My husband did get on the ground with the kids under it. That type of look.
Yes.
And of course,
and you
while
can maybe get the top of it.
Yeah.
But not both.
No,
not both
no,
legs.
No. It's so wide. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's great. It's great.
It's a great city to go visit.
Yeah.
Lots of
you ever
stuff.
Gone up?
I went to the arch 2 years ago with my son, Tristan.
Okay.
But we were kind of blazing through.
We didn't do the journey to the top.
No, we were on a
Must
mission.
Must do it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's huge. It's a nice little area down there, and you get in the little bubbles, kind of
know,
like elevators,
little bubble
and go
pods,
up.
Man, and go up.
Oh, it's
was
neat.
It? Is it air conditioned?
Ours wasn't, but some of them, yeah.
Because it was blazing hot.
Yeah,
the day we were there.
Now up on top, yes. It's air conditioned. Ooh. The observatory.
It better be, or there'd be a lot of dead people up there.
Man, as soon as we get to the top, my 3-year-old had to go, so we had to take the next tram coming back. Down.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was nice. They enjoyed it, and it was kind of like, you know, we did it, you know? Yeah. Kind of took St. Louis.
Let's get this guy on, man.
You know, I was just in St. Louis about 6 months ago, and I went up to the arch, and I'm not claustrophobic, but I got to tell you, you don't have a whole lot of room up there.
No.
Yeah, it's tight.
It really is.
Yeah.
But isn't it an amazing
But it's better
structure?
Up there than in the bubbles going up. That would make me more afraid if I was claustrophobic.
I did ask when we were on our way up
mm-hmm.
if anybody had freaked out in the bubbles, and they said, yeah, so there are some
people
that bounced off.
Well, yeah.
Because they are, they're tiny.
They're tiny. You're sitting, and they're 5 seats. Another 5 of us, so we had our own bubble, and you're sitting and you're just kind of, you know, just like that, and it takes maybe a minute to get up top
at least. Yeah.
And so you're at the top and it starts slowing down and you can feel it chick-ching. And my son's got this look, we caught it, and he says, I want to go back down. I said, well, you have to wait, we are getting off, you will look. And then we'll go back down. So it was great.
Oh yeah, man.
It's awesome.
St. Louis, lots of stuff to do there.
The truth is, my
brother and I, we drove to St. Louis, and St. Louis was playing on Monday Night Football that night.
Really?
Out of town, and we thought it would be hopping. I mean, we thought
mm-hmm.
the bars would be overflowing. It was dead.
That's hard to
do. But you know what? They backed their Cardinals. They back their Cardinals more than they do their Rams. I'm telling you, they are very supportive
of
their baseball
You
team.
Got that right.
Very supportive. Rams,
I think the football thing is, you know, that team's like a... That team's been kicked out of too many cities.
Yeah, but Monday night football. You would think it'd be hopping.
Yeah, well, you would. You would.
Yeah.
I agree.
Maybe
I agree.
If they were there. But I'm telling you, the Cardinals, they are all for it. All for it. But it was great. It was great.
That's amazing, man.
Glad to be back.
I'll tell you what,
this
is just awesome having the first one here, man. I'm telling you, this is just great. So, like I said, all the other radio stations, just take a break for about the next hour, man, because we're smoking here, man. I'm telling you.